right, sweetie. Are you ready to continue on with your training in economy class? You still feel a little strange, not wearing any panties or such a short skirt. Oh, you'll get used to that soon enough. Especially once you realize how happy it makes our passengers. But do you really need that bra, though? I have a feeling your tits are fantastic, even without a bra on. Well, maybe you want to take it off, then. Hold that thought. Looks like there's an issue with two passengers about to get out of hand already. All right, come on now. Remember what I said. Situations can spiral out of control much more quickly in economy class than they can in first class. So we've got to be on the ball, especially when our passengers are boarding. They often have issues with their seats and legroom or where to store their luggage. Like those two gentlemen right there, fighting over the same spot in the overhead compartment. Time to intervene and show them how helpful a flight attendant can be, no matter what might come up. Gentlemen, gentlemen! No need to get excited. On this flight, we make sure to squeeze everything in. I'll personally make sure there's lots of room for both of you and your luggage. See the way I've positioned my body in between them, sweetie, and have my hands just gently resting on their chests, big smile on my face. And don't they look calmer already? It is so important to make sure the passengers are as calm and relaxed as possible. I know I've said it before, but I can't stress that enough. It's our number one job. Besides, it's much better to have happy, satisfied customers and nervous, uptight ones. All right, gentlemen. Now, how about I take your bag and put it way up here. Oops. Oh, thank you, sir, for steadying me. It's always good to have a big, strong man on board. Yes, your luggage will fit perfectly. And don't worry about yours, sir. There's ample room underneath the seat in front of you to fit your bag. Let me show you. I'll just get down on my knees like this and shove it in there. Nice and deep like that, so you still have lots of leg room. Now, sweetie, see how I'm on my knees in the middle of the aisle? My ass facing the one passenger in his seat and showing off my cleavage and these big titties to the other passenger while I slide his bag underneath the seat in front of him. Now they both have a view to distract them. But tensions are still high. You've got to be able to read your passengers. You can see them looking at my assets, can't you? And my job is to look at their crotches and see if anything's perking up. You noticed that too, didn't you? And that's exactly why we don't wear panties. Or bras, but we'll get back to that in a bit. So, your next move is to signal a couple of the other flight attendants with a sexy little hair flip. Good. Emma noticed. Now, she's going to come stand on one side of me, and you're going to remain right where you are on the other. The two of you are like a little privacy screen for what we have planned for these two very special passengers. This is the quickest way to get passengers to settle down when they're boarding. Well, I'm going to stay right here on all fours. Slide my skirt up a little bit. sit my ass up higher and wriggle it, part my knees, and just rub the thigh of the man in front of me all up and down like this, till my hand just brushes over that growing bulge. And then, as most men do, you see his shoulders relax a bit, and curious brow lift, and little smile at his lips. Well, the passenger in the seat behind me is unzipping. He knows I'm offering either one of my holes back there for him to use. I help this passenger unzip. Oh, I love it when their cocks are hard for me. Makes the job that much easier and that much quicker. And you and Emma continue to give me a little privacy with these two passenger cocks until I can make sure they're truly satisfied. Like I said, you gotta be prepared because economy class passengers can be a little rough around the edges. They like to make good use of your holes. It's so good. What's that, sweetie? Condoms just take up too much time. Besides, you're gonna enjoy the feel of cum dripping down your thighs in every flight. The passengers really love to give it to you and fill you up. Yes! Just this one. He's filling me up right now. Yes, you know, he just grabs my hips and holds them down deep on his cock. I forgot to mention that. Once one economy class passenger sees how wild another can get, it just drives them to be wild, too. You'll find all your holes get aggressively fucked and filled. Oh, that was good. And quick. Which is the way you want it, because, my goodness, there are so many more passengers to take care of as they board. Now, look at the two of them, zipping up, relaxed smiles on their faces, ordering drinks from Emma already, and talking with each other about their favorite sports team. That's how it's done, sweetie. Another passenger conflict, easily avoided by the right techniques, and a little bit of experience. Don't worry, don't worry. You'll get the hang of it. You're gonna love this job. My, what do we have here? This is one of our special economy class passengers. As you might expect, one of the number one passenger complaints is their assigned seat. Some people want a window, some people want an aisle, some people want more legroom. We try to accommodate them as best as we can. Or distract them as I did those last two passengers with the luggage issues. But sometimes you'll see a passenger like that gentleman there. So very, very big and tall. I tend to be big all over, if you know what I mean, sweetie. And it is a very tight fit in this economy class seating for someone as big as he is. So you want to recognize that right away and make sure his flight starts off very, very pleasant. Follow me, sweetie. Can I see your ticket, sir, and help you to your seat? Oh, this isn't going to do for you at all. Did you happen to mention how incredibly tall you were to your booking agent, sir? No, don't be silly. You don't have to apologize. But we can't have you sitting in that seat. There's no leg room at all. A man like you really needs to stretch everything out and relax on a long flight. Why don't you follow me? I think a seat back here, near the flight attendant seating, would be much more comfortable, don't you agree? Oh, it's no trouble at all. In fact, my new trainee and I were just going to have a little seat here anyway. Maybe we can help you get settled in. All right, sweetie, why don't you take his luggage, put it up in the overhead compartment. You might have to get on your tippy toes. Oh, that's it, sweetie. Let that skirt ride up. Spread your legs a little. Give him a tiny little peek of your pussy. Ooh, you're doing a great job. Now I'm going to lean in and show off my tits and ask him if he's hungry and thirsty. Look down at his crotch, sweetie. And that is why we give our bigger passengers special attention. Now, sweetie, are you ready to offer this passenger a little something extra? Oh, I like your enthusiasm. Well, sir, we're able to accommodate any and all of your needs, especially my new trainee here. Did you happen to see anything that she might be able to offer you while she was putting your luggage away? Oh, yeah, I do mean anything, sir. See the way he keeps looking at the peak of your pussy under your skirt? I want you to kind of straddle one of his legs, keeping your legs open wide. Yeah, just where his hand is resting on the armrest. That way, all he has to do is flip his hand over so his palm's facing up, and you can slide your pussy right over his fingers. Give him the idea of what you need. You are wet by now, aren't you, sweetie? Oh, was it seeing me get fucked in both ends hard on all fours just a minute ago? Yeah, that does get my pussy wet, too. Ooh. Oh. I can hear that wet hole of yours getting fingered. Oh, yes. He really likes that. And since we're back here in this private spot for flight attendants and our special passengers, I have enough privacy to just... just relax, sir. We want to make sure you truly enjoy your flight. Oh, sweetie. Look at the size of his cock. I do love my job. Coming that quickly just by getting fingered, and you're gonna wear yourself out before it's even meal service. Oh, I understand. Oh, I remember my first training day. I lost count of how many times I came. I was exhausted and drenched by the end of it. Now that he's had a taste of you, and my, he has. Licking his fingers coated in your pussy juice is clean. You can come down here and help me out with this thing. Oh, it's so fucking big. Oh, yeah. Why don't you lick one side and I'll lick the other? Oh, I love having the attention of two flight attendants instead of just one. Yes, it is a lot to suck. Have you ever sucked one this big, sweetie? Oh, get used to it. Wait till the basketball players go on tour. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Get down there and lick his balls. Get all that cum ready to blow for us. God, you're good. Come here. Let's kiss each other right over the head of his cock. Ah, yeah, I've swirled our tongues together. Oh, yes, sir. We do. We want it, right, sweetie? Oh, God. Oh, he's gonna blow, sweetie. Oh, do you feel that? Oh, his cock starting to throb against your tongue. Oh, all right, sweetie, open up. Yeah, put your mouth over the tip. I'm just gonna jack him off and help him unload into your mouth. Be sure to swallow it all. Remember, we don't want to leave our passengers a cum-soaked mess. That's it, sweetie. Tighten those lips. Pucker up right around the head of him. All right, sir. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. It is a flight after all. So you can just let it fly. Oh, yes. Let that cum fly. Oh, swallow, sweetie. Swallow faster. Oh, no, you're making a mess. Oh, goodness. Get off of him. Oh, my. Wow. That was even more than I anticipated. What a naughty man you are, sir. Well, thank you. I pride myself on not wasting a drop. So, do you think you'll be comfortable back here instead of your assigned seat? Just what I like to hear. All right, sweetie. Oh, no, I'm not disappointed. I understand that you're not accustomed to swallowing that much at once. And you'll find some passengers are aware of our hospitality and tend to save it up as a little test of our abilities. And I think he was one such passenger. Did you see the devilish look on his face? Oh, I'll teach you a few techniques and how to keep it all in and swallow fast enough to make sure you get every drop. Uh-oh. But right now, looks like we have another issue on our hands. One that doesn't happen too often on flights like these, but when passengers are forced to bring their wives along, they do tend to get their feathers ruffled a little bit when they see how attentive our flight attendants can be to their husbands. All in a day's work. Come on, sweetie. Let's go see if we can try and save a marriage with a little more of our special hospitality.